AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Alex Murdaugh is on the witness stand at his double murder trial in South Carolina. He says he didn't kill his wife and son in 2021, but admits he lied to police.
I did lie to them.
Did you lie to Agent Owen and Agent Croft on the follow-up interview on June 10th that the last time you saw Maggie and Paul was at dinner?
I did lie to them.
Murdaugh blames his addiction to opioids for clouding his thinking and creating a distrust of state law enforcement agents. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in East Palestine, Ohio, the scene of a train derailment and a controlled burn of toxic chemicals aimed at preventing an explosion. Buttigieg says the community has the government's support.
They're going to have support from us when it comes to holding Norfolk Southern accountable. They're going to have support from the EPA when it comes to making sure they get accurate information about the safety of their air, water, and soil. And I think they can have support, they ought to have support, from a whole country that has seen what they've been through.
The government faces growing criticism over the federal response to the Ohio derailment. The death toll from the earthquake in Syria and Turkey keeps rising.
Turkey's interior minister announced the new combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has now exceeded 47,000. A crane rises to the height of a destroyed building in the Turkish city of Diyarbakir. The building is so damaged it's being leveled. Nevertheless, a ray of hope arises as rescue workers find two cats alive amongst the ravaged building complex. An owner rushes to greet her pet, tearfully embracing her after the rescue. But the devastation continues throughout Turkey and Syria. Syrian civil defense workers, known as the White Helmets, say tens of thousands of families have taken shelter in cars and tents, fearing they would face a repeat of the earthquake. I'm Karen Chemas.
For the first time since 1989, a blizzard warning has been issued for the Southern California mountains. This is AP News. The U.S. is nominating a former MasterCard CEO to lead the World Bank. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The move comes days after Trump appointee David Malpass said he'll step down as World Bank chief 10 months before his term ends, after being criticized last year for seeming to cast doubt on global warming's causes. Addressing climate change impacts at the World Bank is a U.S. priority, and President Biden is nominating Ajay Banga to be its leader, citing his experience with climate change and other challenges. The World Bank's under intense pressure to do more in helping poor countries fight climate change. Leading climate figures have urged the Biden administration to leverage Malpass's early departure into starting a bank overhaul. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Carlos Watson, the founder of the troubled digital startup OzzyMedia, has been arrested on fraud charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.